affirmations of whiteness are so widespread that the average white person doesn't even notice them. Rennie Ito Lodge from the book Why I'm No Longer Talking to White People About Race.
Tori DiMartile is a spoken word poet and a graduate student at Indiana University. She has performed at the Bloomington Poetry Slam, runs an Instagram page where she educates others about race, identity, and adoption, and is a hoarder of poetry anthologies, old postcards, and corny jokes. Welcome to the Poets Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey. Tori, what poems have you brought for us today?
White Girls. 1. White girls on the church walls, sitting in the lap of Jesus in the library entrance mural. Their only blemishes, the dimples in the concrete. I think of the book Mama reads before bed. Children come in all colors of the earth, in the roaring browns of bears and soaring eagles and crackling russets of fallen leaves, the whispering golds of late summer grasses, the tinkling pinks of tiny seashells by the rumbling sea. But there are no roaring browns, crackling russets, or whispering golds. Maybe those are only for home, for bedtime stories wrapped in darkness. Maybe those aren't for public, aren't for murals, aren't for churches. Maybe brown and black girls aren't meant to be seen. 2. For 4 weeks, I've had my hand up. For 4 weeks, Rose, who sits next to me, has been called on instead. For 4 weeks, I have said something intelligent and captivating in class. For 4 weeks, someone says, "Who said that?" For 4 weeks, what comes out of my brown mouth is attributed to Allison, Annie, or Lexi. For 4 weeks, I watch everyone applaud, ooh and ah, at my words coming out of a white girl's mouth. 3. A line of pretty white girls, 4 ponytails wide, sweep the sidewalk of any lesser thing. I just happen to be in the wake with other debris. They strutting down this single-file concrete like God outdid himself. I have to be mutiny, jump ship, and avoid a yield sign to get out of their way. I wonder if they know that this ship is tired. And yes, people are just people, and earbuds in and phones out don't necessarily mean they got some kind of beef with me. But I wonder if they know that this has become like a thoughtless bedtime routine, where I don't take up space every day on the sidewalk on the way home. I wonder if they know this ship is tired and the memory of brown girls 4 bodies deep, stacked like patty cakes to save space, is still on my skin like an aura of seasick. And I'm tired of jumping ship. You, white girl, the ocean I have to swim across just to take up space in public. Today I decide instead to spill my wonderful across the concrete lines and be brown and beautiful in public. I'ma put my anchor here for a while. Stake my territory with body. Claim what is just as much mine as yours.
You've been listening to poems by Tori DiMartile on The Poets Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey.